Joining us on this week's Nebraska Wheat Report is Chris Kirby. She is the Executive Director of the Home Baking Association. Chris, I really appreciate your time. We're going to talk about your annual meeting that just took place. But first, I thought it might be good to give our listeners a little background of who the Home Baking Association is.
Well, the Home Baking Association is an amazing group, amazing organization that consists of industry people from commissions to producers to millers, bakers to products, anything that has to do with baking. And where our goal is to work with home bakers, family and consumer science educators, culinary arts educators, and provide curriculum, materials, and resources that can go straight into the classroom. It's incredible what they are able to provide the educators to promote home baking, which is such a fun and wonderful thing.
Well, I should mention you are the new executive director of the Home Baking Association, but you guys just came off your 100-year anniversary as an organization there at your annual meeting. Maybe share with us a few of the highlights from that annual gathering, Chris.
Oh, it was one of the biggest meetings that we've had. It was so enjoyable, but we celebrated, of course, the 100-year anniversary. We celebrated our retiring employees, Charlene Patton was the executive director, and Sharon Davis, who is the program and membership director. And they've been there for 27 years. So they've really evolved and built Home Baking Association these last 27 years in the home baking and family and consumer science realm. We celebrated Amy Harkey, who was our Educator of the Year award winner, and she's from Purdy, Missouri. And then we also had our first youth award this year that we celebrated with Violet Gowdy, and she won our Bake to Give Maddie Cruzy Youth Award for baking in her community. And that was very exciting. There was quite a diverse group of people there, from millers to bakers to commissions to industry to national partners. And it's always such a great thing to bring people together to network. And we had wonderful speakers talking on Kevin Kurtz with Bigger Bolder Baking, talking about trends in baking. And then we had Baker Betty, Kristen Hoffman, that talked about Baker TikTok and some of the social media and outreach things that she's doing to expand baking. We had Ron Sturk, that's the senior editor of Markets with Sauceland Publishing Company. So it was just filled full of wonderful information, education resources, networking. And then we also did what we called the Focaccia Showdown. And so everybody got their team members. We made focaccia dough. And then we turned into artists with fruits and vegetables and decorated our focaccia and then baked it. And then each group competed with each other. So it was it added that fun part to it.
Well, now you're making me hungry here on the Nebraska Wheat Report, Chris. I appreciate you doing that.
It was amazing, the designs that they came out with.
Oh, I bet so. Let's go back. Let's kind of tie this conversation all together with the folks involved in the Nebraska wheat industry. How is your group, the Home Baking Association, kind of try to help educate, I guess, a little bit, but some of the ways that you're working with the wheat industry?
You know, it's very important. A lot of our students and bakers and even certain people in industries don't really understand the production aspects of wheat or corn or the different ingredients that are used within the baking realm. And one thing that we're able to do is to work with Nebraska Wheat Board and the growers and growers with all of our wheat commissions and our industry to show that education part of how is wheat grown, or how is corn grown, or where does vanilla come from, and how do they process it, and how does it get in the bowl? How do we get the flour in the bowl? And we share those educational resources. We rely on our partners. Nebraska Wheat Board is a wonderful partner with us in providing that educational materials. Kent Lawrence from District, I believe he's in District 4 with Nebraska, has attended our meetings a couple of times as representative of the Nebraska Wheat Board. And the Nebraska wheat growers are very important overall in providing wheat that goes into the milling industry to make flour.
The new executive director of the Home Baking Association, Chris Kirby, our special guest here on the Nebraska Wheat Report. On the Rural Radio Network, I'm Bryce Duskett reporting.